Exercise 3. One characteristic of critical thinkers is control of one's mental activities. John Dewey once observed that more of our time than most of us care to admit is spent trifling with mental pictures, random recollections, pleasant but unfounded hopes, fitting, half-developed impressions. Good thinkers are no exception. However, they have learned better than poor thinkers how to stop that casual, semi-conscious drift of images when they wish and how to fix their minds on one specific matter, examine it carefully, and form a judgment about it. They have learned, in other words, how to take charge of their thoughts, to use their minds actively as well as passively.